Body Shop.
Hey, welcome to Webb City, Missouri. We're in the Cardinal Dome at Webb City High School. This is quite a place. If you've been to the O'Reilly Center in Springfield at the Drury campus, it's a miniaturized version of it. Very, very nice. Well constructed. And we're going to have a first round district game coming up with West Plains taking on the Parkview Vikings for the second time this year. Parkview won in West Plains on January 24th by a score of 82-48. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back in a moment on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Dylan Gross is my engineer today. Back in West Plains, and on the way over here, just tried to hold it in the road. Man, oh man, talk about wind. We got ours and someone else's, but we're here and ready to watch some basketball. West Plains will be the visitor today. They'll be wearing all red with white trim, and the Parkview Vikings will be in the white with the green and gold trim. Jack Simpson is the head coach of Parkview. And, of course, Mason Miller's head coach for West Plains. Here are the starters for the Zizzers. Their starting five will be the standard five of Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Clayton Robbins, Jacob Moore, and Josiah Long. Ethan Tuma, a 6-foot senior. Jared Kraft, a 6'2 junior. Jacob Moore, 6'3 junior. Clayton Robbins, 6'5 senior. And Josiah Long is 6'3 junior. Okay, the starting five for the Parkview Vikings, who will come into this game with a 15-11 record. And their starting five will be as follows. At a guard spot, Carlito Sanchez, 5'7 senior. He is a good little point guard. Josiah Green, who I would love to see wearing grizzly blue one of these days. He is a 6'4 senior and a very good guard. Christian Cordova is a 6'1 senior. Elias Govan is a 6'6 senior. And Ethan Fernandez, a 5'10 sophomore. Here we go. West Plains will be going from right to left. The tip is up, and it's won by West Plains, and we're underway. Can West Plains turn around a 34-point loss into a district upset? That's what they're facing here. Into the right corner. Hook pass across the court. Judd has it. Now Jacob Moore dribbles in. Back out on the left wing. Three in the corner is good. Clayton Robbins. And as it is with most shooters, make that first one. You never know. You may go on a real streak. Here's Parkview on offense with Sanchez out front on the right wing to the right corner. Cordova fakes, gives it inside, far corner, left corner shot for a three. It's too hard. Rebound to Clayton Robbins off the miss that time by Elias Govan. Left corner. Jacob Moore, cut off, cross-court pass out to Tuma. Passes across and thrown away by Tuma. Down the other way. Here's a cut across the baseline. Hook pass inside. Layup is up and in by Govan. He gets his first basket of the ballgame after the West Plains turnover. Jacob Moore, a double team. Bounce pass in the lane. Picked up by Josiah Long, who kicked it out of bounds, and the double team led to a turnover. 3-2, still West Plains by one. Parkview was pretty impressive at the defensive end, I thought, against West Plains in that first game. And boy, they really got us on offense. Down the lane, here's Goldman, works it in right at Robbins and goes up with the shot and gets a foul call, and he'll shoot two. Elias Goldman, a 6'6 senior forward. So Goldman goes to the line. He is a senior. A very experienced team. First free throw is good. It is a tie game now, 3 apiece. And the next one rattles off the side iron, picked up by Aiden Judd in the ball game for West Plains. Scissors come back. Left corner, Robbins. To the point, Josiah Long. Pass to the post. That's Robbins. He'll back it up. Lob it to the low post, too long. Goes across the lane, puts it up hard off the board, and good. Nice move by Josiah Long. And West Plains enjoys a 5-3 lead. At the point, wide open. Here's a shot for a three, no good. Rebound comes off to Jacob Moore. West Plains holds him to one and done on that trip. Up the floor to Judd for West Plains. Cross-court pass, Josiah Long. Pass across, thrown out of bounds, turnover West Plains. So three turnovers on West Plains in the early going. First 2.5 minutes. And it will be, oh, they're going to say that was deflected, so no turnover. West Plains keeps it now. Ball deflected and stolen and picked up. Here is turnover. Pass up ahead. Layup is good. Cordova with his first basket. Clayton Robbins in the backcourt, up the right side. Now a pass up ahead to Judd. Parkview tries to trap every pass. They try to make you uncomfortable. And they do a pretty good job of it. Josiah Long steps through, bounce across, baseline out on the wing. Three ball, Ethan Tuma, back iron, bounces high in the air, rebounded by Aiden Judd. He'll shoot it from the baseline, puts it up, won't go, and the rebound fought for on the deck. Getting after it is Judd and a whistle, and we'll get a timeout called, and Parkview had possession of the ball enough to get the timeout. 4:45 to go, first quarter, tie game at 5. We're in Webb City, and it's the Parkview Vikings and the West Plains Visitors coming back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Oh, man, it is creepy out here. All I hear is the sound of limbs cracking, and there's no sound of cars anywhere. Hey, hon, I just stepped outside. That was a bad ice storm.
When do you think we'll get our power back?
It could be days. I'm freezing. How are we going to stay warm with no power?
Are you prepared? Butler Heating and Air, your trained and certified Generac dealer in West Plains, can help prevent long power outages with an emergency Generac generator. Be prepared and power your life with Generac and Butler Heating and Air.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
4 minutes, 42 seconds and counting in the first quarter from Webb City. Josiah Green will drive the right side, puts up the shot, tough shot, lays it in. Josiah Green with his first basket. And now they really come after West Plains in the backcourt. Pass up the right side in the corner, left side in the corner. Here's Long to Aiden Judd. He'll dribble between a double team, cross court pass, fake pass, and now Moore shoots a three from the side, no good. And a tie up, loose basketball picked up by West Plains. Josiah Long after the turnover. Here's Robbins for a three. No good. And the rebound controlled by Josiah Green for the Parkview Vikings. Down the front court, they'll wait and set up. And it'll be Carlito Sanchez. Green pops out to the right point. Shoots a three. That's way off the mark. No good. And the ball pulled away by Jacob Moore for West Plains. Double team on Tuma, gets it in the front court. Moore dribbles down, gets it out to Ethan, circles over the top of the circle. He'll pull it back, wait, get a screen going left. He'll be cut off by Sanchez, double team him, now over to Moore. Down the key, far corner, open shot for a three. Judd, no good air ball. And Sanchez comes away with it. Back the other way they go. front court, pass up ahead, layup underneath is up and in. Eli Govan now has 5. To the right corner. Ball fake by Robbins, drives in, right hand runner, off hand, no good. Got his own rebound though. Across the court, underneath, it goes to Moore to Judd. He'll drive to the baseline, spin to the middle, back to the point. Tuma with a 3 in the air and no good. Tipped long, out of bounds. Touch last by Parkview. Jack Simpson is up on the Parkview bench, exhorting his team to get after it, play harder. They'll take Zaire Green out of the lineup. And we'll get a substitution. Ethan Nash, 5'10 junior guard, comes in for the Vikings. Here's the inbound play. Aiden Judd hands it back now. Josiah Long. Jared Kraft, who I think has just touched the ball for the first time today. Or the second time. In the corner. Bad pass out front. Stolen. Sanchez coast to coast. Lays it up and good. And we'll get timeout called by West Plains. After a 5-3 lead, Parkview scored 8 straight. They lead it 11-5. And we are back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Well, we got off to a decent start as the quarter has rolled on. We still have a couple minutes to go in the first. West Plains buckling under some pressure. Parkview can put it on you in the front court. Here's Robbins, 3 in the left corner. No good. Ball long, rebound. 2-on-2 break. Pass up ahead. Step through. Govan lays it in. They can get out and run the break. And he's got 7. Of their 13 points, 13-5, long up the right side cross court. Kraft gives it back, long, far left side underneath. Now Judd triple-teamed, back out front. Boy, Parkview really moves well on defense. There's a bad pass, bounced off a leg. Trap, ball tipped, stolen again, loose on the deck, picked up by Parkview. Nash will get it over, and now here they come, back up the left sideline. 1:32 left to go. First quarter, 13-5, Parkview. Ball away, left elbow. Sanchez jumper, no good. Tipped out by Govan, but picked up by the Zizzers, and they'll walk it up the floor. You get that ball to midcourt, get ready, because somebody's coming after you. And usually two somebody. On the right side, Ethan Tuma. Back over, long. Jab step. Drives in, puts up the floater off the back of the rim, tipped long to the sideline, out of bounds, and there'll be a possession going toward the Parkview Vikings. Zaire Green is back in the lineup for Parkview with Christian Cordova. And it'll be Parkview basketball in the backcourt. Casey Hiley is in the ball game for the Parkview Vikings. 6'1 junior. Left side, on the wing, to the right point. Nash, into the lane, spins to the middle, kicks it to the corner. They'll move it back outside and reset things. To the corner, lob pass in, bad pass stolen. Jared Kraft comes away with the second Parkview turnover. Here's Kraft, front court, hands it off to Robbins. We need to get the ball into Jared Kraft's hands a little bit more. He's not touching it much. Down the lane all the way. Here's Tuma with a driving layup, too hard. High off the glass, and that's it. And pulled away by Parkview and Isaiah Hampton, who's in their lineup now. They've played a lot of people already. Hiley has it, holds it outside with 14 seconds. Going for the last one, up by 8. Here's to Zaire Green. Pull up, right elbow, follow away, jumper, no good. Rebound, kicks it back out to Zaire. He shoots another one at the horn, no good again. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score, the Parkview Vikings 13, the West Plains Zizzers 5. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We go to the second quarter with Parkview on top of West Plains, 13-5. First round of districts here in Class 5, District 6 at Webb City. Parkview starts this quarter with a basketball. Bad pass across, stolen. West Plains up with it, and they'll come back the other way. Three turnovers on Parkview. Jared Kraft being guarded by Josiah Green. Now they'll come out and try to trap. High post, right corner. Ball fake. Jared steps in, steps over, shoots a two, and that's good. Way out left side. Sanchez for a three. Good. No one guarded him, so he just said, heck with this. And just fired it. 16-7. Here's a bad pass over long. Wasn't looking for the pass from Robbins. Hit him in the backside. Now the other end. The break layup on the reverse. Good by Casey Hiley. And now Tuma loses the basketball as he gets in the front court and spins. Are they going to let West Plains keep that? Oh, we got a break if they are. That is a huge break. Inbound pass in the corner. Moore outside. Here's Robbins for a three. That's an air ball. That's out of bounds. That's a turnover, and it goes over to Parkview. 1 minute and 2 seconds into the second quarter. This is a tough tournament. Springfield Central is in this. Carl Junction's in this. Here's the shot by Sanchez again from the left side. No good. Rebound to Josiah Long. Plus Parkview and Webb City. Good ball clubs. Now Jacob Moore in the lane. Gets it out to Kraft. Goes up, lost the ball, turned it over. Long pass up ahead. Run down, laid up and in. Timeout, West Plains with 6:22 to go. And now we're kind of one of those staggering junctures where you just got to make sure to stay in the game. It's 20-7, Parkview on top. Back in a minute on KDY.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Are you currently wanting to buy or sell real estate? Seek help from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So, if you're looking to buy or sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty at 1822 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Jared Kraft to throw the ball in the backcourt for West Plains at the timeout. 20-7, West Plains is down. And turnovers is one big number that you got to avoid with this team, because if you turn it over, they're going to score on you. Right point three ball is no good by Josiah. Long rebound by Tuma, and he got fouled on the rebound. The Thaya Green will get called for the personal foul for the Vikings. Here's the inbound play. West Plains out front with Jared Kratz. Green goes to his left. Lob pass left quarter. Josiah Long goes baseline. Goes up for the shot. Got it blocked by Govan at 6'6". He's tough to get around. He brings it up the floor. Lost the ball on the drive. Now turned over. Back the other way. And locked away from behind from Josiah Long. Stays with West Plains. Parkview had not one but two kids get back on defense on that play. That was pretty impressive. Ethan Tuma will throw it in with 5:48 to go in the half. Graft out to Christian Robbins. Left corner, Jacob Moore, up fake. Bounce over, Kraft, open. Three-point shot, no good. From the left point, lost the ball, picked up by Kraft. Steps through, 10-foot floater is good. Jared Kraft makes it 20-9. Sanchez will handle out front for Parkview. Into the low block, Govan. Whip pass over to the right corner, back to the right side, wing to Sanchez. Pick and roll high, he'll dribble over the top left to the left corner. Josiah Green passes up a shot. Now we're in the right corner, lob pass over to the left point. Sanchez will pull it back. The score is 20-9, 4:55 to go in the first half. Josiah Green got away with the ball, drives in, got it blocked from the side by Josiah Long. Out of bounds, he'll stay with Parkview. And now on the inbound plate, they'll lob out front and get the ball to Christian Cardova. He'll drive through and lost the basketball, turned over. Back come West Plains again. Tuma all the way in, hangs and whistle, and we'll get a foul call before the pass off. And that stops the clock with 4:40 to go in the half. Fernandez will pick up his foul, his first foul. Inbound play from underneath, lob pass out front. Here's Jared Kraft with it. Jared has it, gets around the defender to the left corner. Now circles back outside, cross-court pass. There's Long, Josiah drives, floats, shoots, no good. Rebound to Josiah Green, and here come the Vikings. Down the lane all the way, right-hand scoop, reverse, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot two. So Josiah Green at the line. He took second place at the Tournament of Champions slam dunk contest. You think this kid's an athlete? Josiah Green makes the first free throw. He'll get a second. Fouled in the act of shooting, and now we got time call, maybe something on the basketball. Does no one have a towel? My kingdom for a towel right now. Or something. But anyway, whatever the delay is, we're waiting with Josiah Green over on the sideline with his coach. And it looks like he may have a cut on his hand. And so they're tending to that, cleaning it up, put a bandage on it. And there must have been blood on the basketball. I bet that's why they stopped things. He may not even notice it. But one of our officials did. 4:23 to go in the half. I think Josiah is just about ready to go. Now they have to look and see if he has, and he does have a little bit of blood on the right leg of his pants. And so they'll, again, And now Jarrett Kraft is getting the back of his jersey squirted. So he's bandaged up, cleaned up. Everybody's cleaned up and ready to go back to it. The score is 21-9. Second quarter. Parkview. Here's the next one. No good. Long rebound in the corner, and Judd will chase it down. Front court. Here's Judd with it. We're on the right side. Ethan Tuma. Good move. Goes baseline in. Feeds it across. Bad pass. Picked up, though, by Long in the corner for a three, and it's good. Well, it turned out to be a good pass. Out front, Christian Cardona down the right side. Here's a hard drive to the basket and good by Ethan Fernandez, whose defender, he just disappeared behind a screen, and Ethan Fernandez just took it straight to the basket. And now we get a whistle out front. Jared Kraft will draw a foul from somebody in white. So, let's see. Well, they're going to get Hiley back in the ball game at a guard spot. And back to play. Here's Robbins. Bad pass. Try to get it to the corner. That's deflected out of bounds. So it'll be West Plains basketball. They'll lob it inside. Robbins, baseline to the corner. Bad pass, tipped out of bounds. Stays with West Plains. Clayton Robbins tried to throw it underneath to Ethan Tuma. Cutting to the basket. Now the inbound play. Josiah Long to the left corner. He'll be double teamed and a reach in foul will be called on Eli Govan. That'll be his first foul. Here's another inbound play for the Zizzers. Tuma. Far corner, catch and shoot for three by Long. No good. Rebound slapped out, picked up by Hiley. Here they come back on the break. Sanchez will move it out front. Left wing, ball fake. Hiley moves in, out to the right point. Josiah Green steps through, puts it up high off the board. No good. Tipped up and good. And Eli Govan, high above the rim, got to that one and tipped it in. West Plains comes back down 25-12. Tuma to the corner. Ethan on the dribble, crosses over, lob pass over to Judd. Out to Tuma, circles left, he'll get double teamed, gives it over to Judd, they cut in to steal it, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Really the best way to probably handle this trapping Parkview defense is to pass the ball off to someone in the middle of the floor because the next guy over, his defender is going to try to cut in and steal it. In the corner three, air ball by Josiah Long. Pass up ahead, Sanchez will bring it up the floor, circle left, feeds it left corner. Back out it goes, and Sanchez pushed off, got away with that. Fall away shot from 12 feet is good. Carlito Sanchez created some space by pushing off with a forearm. And now Tuma in the front court. Long hook pass back to Moore in the corner. Cross court pass. Here is Long on the baseline. Trying to get back does to Robbins. Step through. Goes up for the right hand. No good. And now pass down the floor is stolen away and Kraft comes back with it. Baseline jumper. Good. Jacob Moore with a rare shot for him. Jacob shot the ball more early in the season and had a fair amount of success, but in the second half of the year, he just hasn't shot it much. And he has also been the victim of a lot of foul trouble. But he's out there right now, got the last two. Here's the three by Sanchez from the left wing, no good. And Robbins gets the rebound. 27-14, 1 minute to go in the first half. A fast first half at that. Robbins double-teamed on the perimeter, and we'll get timeout called by West Plains. 50 seconds left. Let's see what the official pronouncement, probably a 30. It will be a 30. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Give look.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
West Plains with Clayton Robbins, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, Josiah Long, and Ethan Tuma as we go back to play. 46 seconds to go in the half. West Plains down by 13, 27-14. And Parkview will respond by going to a zone. And now ball tipped out front. Tuma gets it back. Pass over on the wing to Long. And now with 30 seconds, lob pass to the corner. Wrap around pass out front. Robbins double team steps through, kicks it far side. 17 seconds to go in the half. Looking for the last one. Jacob Moore. Left corner. Gives it over to Tuma. 7 seconds. You're going to have to get out of this. Cross court pass. Long down the lane. Drives. Goes up. No good. Got fouled. And that's a great play. Smart play by Josiah Long. Didn't settle for a jump shot. Took it strong to the basket. Drew the foul from Josiah Green, his second. Josiah fouled Josiah. First free throw here, no good. Next try is no good. And Govan to the rebound, tipped out of bounds by Clayton Robbins, stays with Parkview with .8 left on the first half clock. Oh, I don't even know if you got time to rear back and throw it. Yep, and it nearly went in from the volleyball line at the far end of the court. Sanchez just baseballed it. And it was right on line. It just hit the lip of the rim and bounded off. Halftime, 27-14. Parkview leads West Plains. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. A At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Halftime score, West Plains trailing 27-14 against Springfield Parkview. This game is so much different than the other game that we played against Parkview that they won in a huge blowout, 82-48. They have not been able to get out on the break much here in the first half of the ball game, and West Plains has done a decent job of rebounding. Plus, they forced Parkview into 7 first half turnovers, so that also helped. West Plains had 8. Scoring in the first half, Jared Kraft had 4, Josiah Long had 5, Clayton Robbins had 3, and Jacob Moore had 2. For Parkview, their leading scorer in the first half, Carlito Stanton, it was Eli Govan, who had 9 points, 7 for Carlito Sanchez, 3 for Josiah Green, 2 apiece for Ethan Fernandez, and Casey Hiley. West Plains 0-for-2 from the line first half, Parkview 2-for-4. It is halftime, and West Plains down to Parkview 27-14, and we come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains is known for selling the best tractor, Kubota. But Edgler & Harper is also known for having the best service and parts for your Kubota tractor. So if you need service or parts for your Kubota tractor, lawnmower, UTV, Vermeer balers, or Cub Cadet mowers, the Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
I was just looking at the bracket here for this district tournament. On the girls' side, West Plains will play McDonald County. Oh, man, they got the late game tomorrow night. They'll play at 8:30 tomorrow night here. West Plains is the 3 seed against the 6 seed, McDonald County. Top seed in this district is Marshfield. West Plains has beaten them already this year and beat them badly at West Plains. 1 seed is Marshfield. 2 seed is Hillcrest. So, you know, if ladies Zizzers play their best basketball, they can win this district. There's just no way around that. That's kind of what this time of the year is all about, though. Not necessarily all about your record. It's about how you're playing right now. And right now, ladies Zizzers are playing some really good basketball. We're ready to start second half. Coming back with the last two quarters. Maybe of the season, West Plains will have to come back. They're down 27-14. Back in a minute on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the Health Smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
What a difference the seeding can make in a tournament. West Plains beat Carl Junction a couple of weeks ago. Carl Junction had a better overall record and got the 3 seed, and the Zizzers got the 7 seed. So we end up with Parkview. That's why it's very important. You get a good seed in the left corner. Kraft, ball fake. 2 guys go in the air. Pull up jumper. Good. Jared Kraft. 27-16. And now Sanchez out front. Boy, this is a... We've had a few fast breaks, but by and large, this has been very much half-court basketball. Carlitos passes over to the right. Into the post, Govan, far corner, catch and shoot, is up for 3, no good. Ball long to the corner, chased down by Govan, and back. Parkview with another crack at it. Sanchez feeds behind. Set pop for a 3 is good. Fernandez with the bucket. Ethan Fernandez has 5, 30-16. Need a couple of baskets here. keep in the game to the left corner. Open, wide open, 12-foot jump shot around and good for Josiah Long. Josiah has 7. 30-18. High post, Goldman looks back door, wraparound pass, almost, it is going to be out of bounds off Parkview as Josiah Long got a hand on that pass and it deflected off the Viking. Down the front court, Jared Kraft for West Plains. Left point pass to Moore. Dribbles all the way in, wrap around, now out to the wing, Kraft, right corner, right wing, three ball, Tuma, no good, and the rebound will be tipped out of bounds by West Plains. 6:11 to go in the half, or third quarter, I should say. 6:11 to go in quarter three. West Plains outscored 13-5 in the first, and 14-9 in the second, trailing by 12. In the front court, down the key, all the way. Goldman goes up for the shot, lost control of it, picked up by Jacob Moore. West Plains with Long, left side, goes up on the baseline drive. Got a good shot up, but couldn't get it to go down. Now back the other way, Josiah Green feeds it inside. Goldman lays it up with one hand, good. Front court, right side, Jacob Moore. He'll be double-teamed, drives step through now on the baseline. Tuma open, turns, faces, shoots and scores from 10 feet. Ethan Tuma doesn't get many chances to shoot from there, but he did it there. And now here's a shot from outside. Off no good, rebound to Clayton Robbins. Left side, Moore. Gets it now to the middle of the court. Double team back to the point. Kraft, right wing pass. Josiah Long. Clayton Robbins. Down the key. Puts up a tough right hand shot. Good off the board. And a foul on the play. The basket will count. Josiah Green with his third foul. That was a really tough shot. Clayton Robbins just made right there. He has 5 points tonight. And so a three-point attempt. And no good. Parkview with a 10-point lead, 32-22. West Plains doing a good job staying in the game. Here's Goldman. Feeds it over, and it's going to be stolen. Jared Kraft with it. All the way the other way. Right-hand scoop layup is good. Timeout, that cuts it to 8. And a timeout on the floor with the score, Parkview 32, West Plains 24. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Frequent Night, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, meet my Rick's Custom Issues. What's there, 20? They're on sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Well, West Plains is closer now than we have been in a while, down by 8. And Parkview will bring the ball up the court and try to get that momentum back, which they had for much of the first half. And now here's a whistle and a drive, and the shot is up, and we'll have a foul call on the play. Jacob Moore will get called for his first. I have that as the first foul of the game on West Plains. Doesn't seem possible, but guess so. Here's a free throw for a three-point play. Sanchez made a driving bucket, but got fouled, missed it, and now back the other way, West Plains. 34-24. In the left corner, Jacob Moore. Kraft on the left side, draws pressure. Bad pass by Robbins, picked off. The other way, two-on-one break, right-hand layup is good. You cannot throw the ball blindly back when you're trapped on the sideline like that. 36-24. Kraft, up, or Moore up the left side, takes it in, trap, blind pass out to Kraft, over to Long, whistle, travel, turnover, West Plains. First of the second half, ninth for the game. Both teams with nine turnovers tonight. Or today. On the way over here, we noticed around Rogersville, further up towards Springfield, they got some snow, for sure. Didn't cover the ground much, but you can tell they got some. Here's pass in the left corner. Open three, good again by Ethan Fernandez. He got eight in the quarter, eight of his 10 points. Now West Plains back to a 15-point deficit. Was eight. Right corner, Robbins, three. Good. That's a big shot right there. That'll stem the tide a little bit. 39-27. Left side, up fake, pass low block. Working his way in, inside out past Sanchez at the right side. On the wing, fakes left, goes right. Now to the middle, pull up, fall away from 12. Good. Sanchez with another bucket, and he has nine. West Plains comes back into the front court, and Moore lost the ball, and a foul on Jacob as he fell down into the defender. So that is, okay, I guess he had the only other foul previous. But Jacob, with his second foul. The home of the Cardinals. They call this place the Cardinal Dome. It's about 8 years old, and it looks spectacular. Out on the wing. Open three from the left side. No good. Rebound, Eli Govan. Underneath, wide open, and the lay-in is put up and in. And the lead expands. West Plains front court, two-on-one break. Toomer, right-hand running layup. Missed it. Nash got the last basket. And now in the middle, Sanchez gets open. He goes up with the shot. Rebound by Tuma off the miss. West Plains could use one. Here's a three left corner. No good rebound. Sanchez has it. Zayden Judd went crashing to the court. In the left corner, Hiley pushes off. Blocking foul on Ethan Tuma. That is the third foul of the half on West Plains. And now the inbound, it'll be thrown in by Ethan Fernandez. Gets it inbound. Gets it in. Here's a drive. High off the board. No good. Rebound will be slapped around. Picked up by Tuma. Ethan has it. Cross court pass. Josiah Long up ahead. Clayton Robbins bounces once. Shoots a three. Banks it in. From long range, Clayton Robbins has got eight in the quarter. 13-point game, 43-30. Sanchez will dribble in, reach in, and the ball is going to be slapped away, but a foul. Sanchez split the defense. They're going to call West Plains for a blocking foul. He got tripped up. Hard to say if he tripped on his own feet or if he tripped on someone else's, but the officials decided it was someone else with the tripping foot. Sanchez out front in the left corner. We'll go baseline all the way in. Easton Nash puts it up. Contact, no good. Rebound, Nash puts it up again, and good. Easton Nash. And now ball out of bounds at midcourt. Last touch by the Vikings. Down to 51 seconds to go in the third quarter. 45-30, Parkview with the lead. They're the 2 seed, West Plains the 7 seed. Baseline, Josiah Long, turnaround, fall away off the side iron. Won't fall, Easton Nash with the rebound. Here come Parkview up the left side, all the way in. Highly drives, puts it up, no good. He got fouled on the shot. Ethan Tuma with foul number 2 on him. Free throw try is good. Casey Hiley now with 3 points for Parkview. One more to come. 46-30. 16. That is the biggest advantage, I believe. Next one good. Make it 17. Cordova will check back in for Parkview. He'll come in for Ethan Fernandez. Three seconds left in the quarter. Jared Kraft took pass left corner. Josiah Long will drive in. Goes up with the layup. Good. Josiah's got 9. 47-32. Sanchez sets up their offense. Gets around a screen. Pass across. Gets it to Casey Hiley. He'll be cut off. Step through all the way. And a whistle and a travel. Turnover, Parkview, their third of the half. And their tenth for the ball game. Govan will check in for Parkview. Here's a reach-in foul on the inbound play. Your team fouls reset each quarter, so they only had one. They didn't want to let somebody get off a Hail Mary and knock it in at the horn. 2.9 to go. In the third quarter. Now the inbound play. Lob it up ahead. Catch and shoot for a 3. He got it off. Josiah can't get it to go. And that's the end of the third quarter. And after 3 in the first round of district play here in Webb City. It's the Parkview Vikings 47 and the Zizzers 32. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hurst Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hurst Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Quarter number four, that is, just started, and a quick foul on Jared Kraft. Sanchez for Parkview drives the lane, goes up, got hit in midair as Clayton Robbins came across to try and block the shot, but got called for the foul instead, his first. taking it back, number two. Clayton has two. Free throw line, good by Carlitos Sanchez. He is a great example of a player. He can't be more than 5'6". I don't know what they list him as. The next one is also good. What is Sanchez? Now, at midcourt, here's Tuma nearly losing it. Kick it over. Robbins, long three, good. Robbins from the left side. He's made four threes today. He's got 12. Sanchez spins away from Tuma, dishes off. Govan goes up, got knocked away, picked up by Tuma. Pass up ahead, driving layup by Judd, no good. Now they'll kick it out and go. Two-on-one break, bounce it across. Sanchez feeds it back out. Now dish off inside. Govan up, partially blocked. Got it back, trapped underneath, out to the point. Fernandez will pull it back, and Parkview will reset. Govan knocked away by Robbins, stolen. Or that's Josiah Long and knocked it away. Takes it the other way, and now he gets blocked. That could easily have been a goaltend by Govan. Now Parkview back. Fernandez, three, left wing. No good. Way off the mark. Jared Kraft with the rebound. West Plains back. Minute and a half into the fourth. Long drives hard. Stops. Double team back outside to Judd. Clayton Robbins is clocked. Is locked and loaded over here on the right side. If he can get the ball, there he is. Catches, shoots a three from the right wing. Good. All right, he's on a little streak here. And so it would be very advantageous for the Zizzers to keep feeding him the ball. He's made four threes this half, and the last few he has shot. And it's obvious to him right now that basket looks like a wash tub. So let him keep shooting it. Sanchez dribbles over to the left wing. Still plenty of time. Lob pass inside, but we'll get an offensive foul call on Parkview, and that'll be on Eli Govan for pushing off inside. West Plains definitely not out of this ballgame right now. Down by 11, 5:48 to play in the fourth quarter, and we're trending up. Ethan Tuma will bring it over the timeline now. A three would make this an 8-point game again. Tuma in, gets it over to Kraft. Kraft at the left elbow has the much smaller Sanchez on him. They need to get him the ball, let him go to work. Tuma out front, right corner. Josiah Long. Bounce pass now to Kraft. Kraft, round 6-2, guarded by the much smaller Sanchez, gives it over to Tuma. Tuma to the right wing. Three ball, Josiah Long, no good. Rebound Long to the left corner. I just think you've got to give, in that case, Clayton Robbins a chance to shoot the ball. Sanchez down the lane, cut off by Tuma. Out to the point. Fernandez, crossover, down the right side, right corner pass. Open shot for a three is no good. Rebound Clayton Robbins. Boy, they are giving West Plains all kinds of chances now. Long dribbles across the lane. At the left point. At the right point now. Robbins. Hook pass, high post. Tuma posting up inside, loose on the floor, is knocked away and stolen. And now Josiah Green at the other end goes up, and he got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. Josiah Green. For the Parkview Vikings, he is 6'4". And solid. First free throw is good. He has 4 points today with one more free throw to follow here. Next try, no good. Rebound to Josiah Long. Front court, left wing, Kraft goes hard to the baseline all the way in. Up and no good. That should be a goaltend. He got fouled on the drive. It got swatted by Govan. 6'6 kid can really get off the floor. So Kraft gets the foul, or gets the bucket. West Plains gets the points. Down by 10. Sanchez will get called for his first foul. And we get another timeout called by the Parkview Vikings. Full timeout with 4:20 to play in the fourth. Parkview 50, West Plains 40. Back in a minute on KDY.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
And we come back with still 4:20 to go, down by 10. Jared Kraft for a three-point play, and it's good. Fifty-41. 4:14 to go. Can you make a little run here in the next 2 minutes? Really put some pressure on these guys. Left side pass tipped out of bounds by Long, and it'll stay with Parkview. Sanchez out front, had it stolen, and now a foul on Sanchez after the turnover. At midcourt, Ethan Tuma took the ball away from him, kind of returning the favor from some things that Sanchez has done to him in the two meetings this year. So Sanchez with the foul. And West Plains with the ball left side. Jacob Moore. Free throw line spins to the basket. Right hand reverse layup is good. Jacob Moore. 50-43. And a hand check foul will be called out front on Ethan Tuma. So Ethan Tuma gets his third foul. That's not such a bad thing, because if you're behind late in the game, you got to be able to put them on the line. Here's Govan across to Sanchez. Free throw line. He'll move it back outside. Sanchez boxed it around, loose on the deck. Double team, bounce pass over Fernandez. He'll take it to the right whistle, and he carried the basketball. And that's another Parkview turnover. A three would make this a four-point game. Still 3.5 minutes to go. Tuma double team, lob up ahead. Josiah Long takes it in all the way. Goes up, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Eli Govan, boy, took it right into his mush. He took it right at Eli Govan in the middle there, and Josiah drew the foul. Third one on Govan. And now Josiah Long and the Zizzers can catch up a little bit more with the clock sitting still. 50-43. Free throw number one is in and out. Back in again. Josiah Green is back in the lineup now for the Parkview Vikings. 50-44. This would be a very large upset if West Plains could pull it off. Next try, good again. 50-45. Here's Sanchez. Beats Tuma, now pass underneath. Wide open layup is up and good. Good cut to the basket by Casey Hiley. Off the bench with 6 points. 52-45. Jared Kraft lost the ball. It's going to be out of bounds off West Plains. Kraft tried to just dish it over to Robbins. And lost it out of bounds. Someone called timeout. And it will be probably West Plains, no sign, but we'll make that assumption. It's full timeout, West Plains, 3:01 to play in the ball game. West Plains down 7, 52-45, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
First Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
This is Sue. Chick Days continues at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Now is the time where more and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, plus continuous harvest of fresh eggs. Order forms are here, and the final orders must be in by March the 15th for delivery in West Plains, April the 29th. We have all your poultry products, feed, waters, feeders, and much more.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Here we go. Last 3 minutes of the game. West Plains down 7. Sanchez for Parkview will hand the ball to Josiah Green, curling to the top to the right wing. Casey Hiley, they're going to be very selective in what they do. West Plains has got to force the issue, though. Carlito Sanchez, jab step, double team, whistle, and a foul on Josiah Long. Went for a pump fake and went over his back, and Josiah gets his, I think that's his first foul. Nope. He has three. Oh, right. That makes total sense. So three on Josiah. And it'll be Sanchez at the line. Free throw, good. I like this little point guard, Carlito Sanchez. Next one, good. He's all business out there, man. Here we go with 2:36 and counting. Down by 9. Got to have a bucket here. Lob over the top. Long right point craft. Jared has not shot the ball much at all tonight. Craft dribbles to the right corner. Back out on the wing. Boys, we're down 9. Here's the three in the corner. Big shot there by Josiah Long. It's a 6-point game. We've been no closer than that since very early. Sanchez, we had 5-3 lead early. That's about it. Josiah Green passed inside. Deflected pass. Picked up. Back out to the point. And now a blocking foul on Tuma. And he'll be called for his fourth. So stops the clock with 1:51 to go. Sanchez missed his first free throw in the third quarter, but he's made four in a row here in the fourth, and this one is good. And the next one, good. 8-point game, 56-48. Ball knocked out of bounds at the West Plains end, stays with the Zizzers. 1:47 to go. We took quite a bit of time on that last possession. We're going to have to find this shot and make it quicker. At the point, Josiah, left wing, Kraft in the corner. Jacob Moore. He'll step through, lost the basketball, turned it over. Josiah Green has it, takes it all the way in, steps through, puts up the shot, scores, and a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Josiah Green with the best play that he's been involved in today. He has had a whole lot of chances. And so he'll go to the line and shoot one. And makes it. Ball out of bounds at midcourt. And it'll stay with West Plains with Ethan Tuma. Minute and a half to go. Going to have to do something fast. Tuma, right corner. Three for Long. No good. Followed his shot, though. Got it back. Crap. In the corner. Now gets it over to Josiah. He shoots a three from the left wing. No good. And the ball lost out of bounds by Govan with 1:14 to go. West Plains down 11. 59-48. Inbound play. Left wing, Kraft, three is up, no good. Long rebound, Tuma gets it, steps back, left point. He shoots a three, no good. And Long gets knocked down, fighting for the rebound. And a foul will be called on Eli Govan for Parkview. That'll be his fourth. And so, Josiah Long at the line for West Plains. Missed his first two, made his last two. And he needs both of these with 1:04 to go. Free throw, good. Josiah with 13 points. Next try, good. And a timeout will be called by West Plains. 1:04 to go. And Parkview with a 9-point lead, 59-50. Back in a minute on KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And with 1:04 to go, it's 59-50. And it'll be Parkview ball in the backcourt and a quick inbound foul on Ethan Tuma, who just fouled out of the ballgame. So the senior has played his last for the Scissors. Ethan Tuma will foul out today with 2 points. So we'll go to the other end. Carlito Sanchez seems like he's been at the free throw line about 50 times. Actually, only 7. Make it 8. Free throw, good. Well, he doesn't miss. Next try, good again. Boy, he is money. Lob pass right corner to Kraft. At the point, down the key, all the way, right hand lay is blocked out of bounds by Govan, and it'll stay with West Plains with 52 seconds to go. Inbound play. Catch and shoot by Moore, no good. Ball comes off side back. Moore picked up by Sanchez. He'll weave his way into the front court and wait for someone to foul him. Like that. So, back to the line. And who else? Carlito Sanchez. First try is good. And good again. Good grief. He is 2-4-6. He is 10-for-10 from the line this quarter. 63-50. Clayton Robbins looking to get one off here at the point. Does. Fires it way off the mark. Rebound. Green. Long pass up ahead. Drive in. Right-hand layup. Tried to dunk it and he missed it. Sanchez will be fouled and that'll be on Jacob Moore. That'll be his fourth foul. it'll be five. No, it was five. Five on Jacob Moore. That's where the mystery missing foul went. So Jacob Moore fouls out. Junior fouls out with 4 points. How many of these can he make? Sanchez makes another free throw. This is the most impressive free throw shooting I've seen from a player, high school or college this year. Next one also good. 12 out of 12 in the quarter. 20 seconds, 65-50. Right corner, three ball, no good by Long. Rebounded by Green. He'll be fouled. 10.8 to go. And Jared Kraft got his third foul of the ball game. And it will be, that'll be a double bonus. And it is Josiah Green shooting two. First try, no good. They'll get Govan out of the ball game. Next try is good. So Josiah Green leaves the ball game. After that made free throw. 66-50. Is that going to be the final? Let's see if somebody can make one more as the year wraps up. Fall away. Three ball. No good by Robbins. Rebound. Long steps out. He shoots a three. Foul in the basket count. On a three-pointer from the left wing. Josiah Long with the three. That'll make the score look a little better. 66-53. So he'll get one free throw. Half a second showing on the clock. And good. That's the ball game. West Plains put up a much better fight here today than the first meeting in West Plains, but Parkview wins it by a final of 66-54. We'll recap and wrap up in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirschfeed and West Plains. It's time to order your spring bee packages. All orders must be in by March 30th. Whether you need to replace colonies that die out over the winter or increase the number of hives you have, if you are an excited new beekeeper who's starting with bees for the first time. Also, we have bee classes at no charge, so mark your calendar for March the 8th, and they are filling up fast. So stop in today and see us at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, West Plains.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
So, the final score, West Plains falls to Parkview, the two seed. West Plains number seven, final 66-54. Leading the way for West Plains in this game, Josiah Long. He finished with 20 points. Clayton Robbins in his last game in the red uniform, he had 17, 11 for Jerry Kraft. 4 for Jacob Moore and 2 for senior Ethan Tuma. Leading score in the game for Parkview, Carlito Sanchez. Now, he is listed in your program at 5'7". Okay. On his toes, maybe. But that little fella, the senior point guard, he had a game today, 23 points, and he was 12 out of 12 from the line in the fourth quarter. So West Plains season ends at 12-15. Springfield Parkview will continue. They'll play the winner, I believe, of Hillcrest and Carl Junction in the semifinals. They go to 16-11. But they beat the Scissors second time this year here in district play by a final of 66-54. Big, big thanks to all our Scissor sponsors. We appreciate all of you all so much, which allows us to bring Zizzer Sports here on the radio and also doing our live stream stuff. Thank you thank you, and thank you once again. And tell our sponsors that you appreciate their support as Zizzer Sports on the radio. Finally in is Parkview 66, West Plains 54. And just like Glenn Fry on the PA here, we're going to be running down the road, headed back to West Plains, taking it easy as possible. Final again, West Plains season end, 66-54 to Parkview. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Thanks to Dylan Groves. Good afternoon from Webb City, Missouri.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.